Welcome back, and let's build something seriously useful for jungle and drum and bass production. In this lesson, we're going to create a jungle-style drum bus in Ableton Live 12 using macro controls. The big idea is simple. Instead of treating your breakbeat, reinforcement layers, and drum effects like a bunch of separate random tracks, we'll group them into one controllable drum system. That way, you can shape the whole groove with just a few knobs, automate changes across your arrangement, and make your drums feel alive, not looped. This is a beginner-friendly workflow, but it's also the kind of setup real producers use all the time because it's fast, musical, and super flexible. So first, load up a breakbeat. You can use a classic jungle-style break, an Amen-inspired chop, or really any clean drum loop you've edited yourself. If the loop is too long or feels loose, don't stress. You can warp it, slice it, or trim it down until it sits nicely in the groove. The important thing is that the source material already has some swing and character. Now add a reinforcement layer. This could be the kick one shot for extra weight, a snare layer for more crack, or even some hats or percussion to keep the loop moving. For beginners, keep it simple. One break plus one support layer is already enough to get a strong result. Here's why that matters in jungle and DNB. The break provides personality, swing, and movement, while the extra layer gives you punch and consistency. That combination is a huge part of the style. Next, group your drum tracks. Select the break, the reinforcement layer, and any extra drum effects tracks, then press Command or Control plus G to group them. Rename the group Drum Bus. This is where the magic starts, because now you're thinking like a mix engineer and a performer at the same time. Instead of changing every little track individually, you're going to shape the whole drum energy from one place. Inside the group, keep the tracks clear and organized. You might have a break track, a kick layer, a snare layer, and maybe hats or percussion, but don't overcomplicate it. The goal is to make the whole bus feel cohesive. Now let's build the processing chain on the drum bus using stock Ableton devices. Add them in this order: EQ8, drum bus, saturator, blue compressor, auto filter, and utility. This gives us cleanup, punch, grit, glue, movement, and stereo control all in one chain. Start with EQ8. Use it to clean up the low end a little by high-passing around 25 to 35 Hz, just to remove useless sub-rumble. If the break feels boxy, try a gentle cut somewhere around 250 to 450 Hz. If the hats are a little harsh, a small dip around 7 to 10 kHz can help smooth things out. Next is drum bus. This is one of the best stock devices for this kind of work. Keep the drive moderate at first, maybe around 5 to 20%. Push transients slightly upward for more attack. And keep boom low at the beginning, because in drum and bass, you do not want your drum bus fighting the sub bass. After that, add saturator. A little bit goes a long way. Try 2 to 6 dB of drive and turn soft clip on. This can add bite and density without completely crushing the break. Then add glue compressor. Set it to something fairly gentle, like 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 ratio, with a moderate attack and release. The goal here is not to squash the life out of the drums. You're just trying to glue the layers together. Aim for around 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction to start. Then use auto filter for movement and arrangement control. This is especially useful if you want darker intros or breakdowns. You can use a low pass feel to close the drums down and reopen them later for more impact. Finally, add utility at the end of the chain. This gives you a simple way to control width and check mono. In drum and bass, that's important, because the drums need to stay powerful and focused, especially when the bass gets heavy. Now comes the fun part. Turn this chain into a macro-controlled rack. Select the devices on the drum bus, and group them into an audio effect rack using Command or Control plus G. Open the macro section, click Map, and start assigning your main performance controls. Here's a really useful beginner macro layout. Macro 1 can be punch. Map this to drum bus transients and maybe a little bit of glue compressor threshold. You can even nudge utility gain very subtly if needed, but keep that very small. Macro 2 can be dirt. Map this to saturator drive and drum bus drive. This will let you move between cleaner and grittier drum energy. Macro 3 can be weight. Map this to drum bus boom and maybe a gentle EQ low end adjustment. Use this carefully, because too much low end on the drum bus can cloud the sub. Macro 4 can be tightness. Map this to the glue compressor or a low cut point in EQ8. This is a great macro for making the break feel more controlled. Macro 5 can be dark or bright. Map this to auto filter cutoff, and if you want, a broad tonal move in EQ8. This is your mood shifter. Macro 6 can be width. Map this to utility width, but keep the range subtle. In DNB, wide is cool, but too wide can make the groove unstable. The key idea here is to use musical ranges, not extreme sweeps. For example, if you map dirt, don't take it from completely clean to completely destroyed. Instead, map it to a useful range like 0 to 5 dB of drive. If you map punch, maybe let it move from neutral to a solid boost, not an insane transient spike. Controlled aggression is the goal. Now play the loop and test the macros. Start with something like punch around 60%, dirt around 25 to 40%, weight around 30%, tightness somewhere in the middle to upper range, dark or bright near center, and width around 100%. As you listen, try a few practical moves. If you want more aggression, raise punch a little and nudge dirt upward. If the break feels too loose, increase tightness. If it needs more body, use weight carefully. And if the snare feels buried, don't immediately reach for volume. Often, a little more punch is the better move. That's one of the biggest beginner lessons here. Use the macros for broad musical changes, not tiny surgical fixes. The bus is for feel. Now let's add a macro for fills and transitions. Make a new control called fill or lift. Map it to auto filter cutoff. Maybe a little reverb if you decide to add one, and perhaps a very small range of drum bus drive or transients. You can also map a tiny amount of utility gain, if you want the fill to feel like it lifts slightly. This is where your drums start behaving like a live performance instrument. At the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase, automate that fill or lift macro upward. Open the filter a bit, add a touch of excitement, and then snap back to the main setting right before the drop lands. That tension and release is pure jungle energy. A simple arrangement idea is this. Keep the drums tight for bars 1 through 7, then raise the fill macro in bar 8 for a pickup or flourish. On the next bar, drop it back down and let the main groove hit with more impact. If you want extra jungle character, resample the process drum bus. Create a new audio track, set its input to resampling or route the drum bus to it, and record a few bars. Then chop up the result. You can reverse a fill, isolate a great snare hit, layer a transient over the original break, or create a one-bar tension loop for a breakdown. This is very much in the spirit of classic jungle workflows. Process it, print it, chop it, and reuse it. Now automate the macros across your arrangement. For example, your intro could start filtered and narrow, with lower punch and less width. Then in the build, slowly raise dirt and open the tone. At the drop, bring in full punch and weight. In a switch-up, automate fill or lift and maybe reduce tightness a little. Then bring the second drop back with a slightly different macro combination so it feels like a new section, not just a repeat. Even tiny changes matter here. A small rise in dirt, a slight filter movement, or a little extra transient punch right before a snare hit can make the drums feel human and alive. Before you call it done, do a few important checks. Hit mono on the utility temporarily and make sure the drums still feel solid. Watch your headroom so the drum bus doesn't slam too hard into the rest of the mix. Compare the drums against the bass line and sub to make sure the kick isn't fighting the low end and the snare still cuts through clearly. If things get too harsh, back off the saturator or drum bus drive before you start making weird EQ moves. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't use huge macro ranges. Don't overcompress the bus. Don't add too much boom and don't make the drums overly wide. Also, don't try to fix every single problem from the bus if the source break is messy. Clean the source first, then use the bus for glue and vibe. If you want a more advanced move later, try making a parallel crunch bus. Duplicate the drum bus. Make one version dirtier with more saturation and compression, then blend it quietly underneath the clean version. That gives you density without losing the transients. You can also create a break-to-grade macro that narrows the width, darkens the tone, and adds distortion for intro sections or lo-fi jungle moments. Here's a great mini-challenge. Load one break loop and one snare layer, group them. Build the stock device chain, map just four macros punch, dirt, dark or bright, and fill or lift, then loop 8 bars and automate small changes. Lower punch in the first half, increase dirt in the second half, open the tone slightly before the last half bar, and add a fill or lift move on the final bar. Then resample one pass and chop a fill from it. If you can make the drums feel like they evolve instead of just repeat, you're doing it right. So remember the core idea. Group your jungle drums into a bus, process them with stock Ableton devices, map your most important controls to macros, and automate those macros across the arrangement. That gives you a drum section that is punchy, gritty, flexible, and ready to perform. And that's the real win here. Your drums stop being a static loop and start becoming an instrument. Now go build that bus, ride those macros, and make the groove move.